Once again, we have got a special guest in studio. We've got Bill to let us know what's happening at the BLM in this April. And I know you do this every month with Joey, right?
Yeah.
But what are we talking about? What do you do?
Hey, you know, this is Bill White with the BLM. And I tell you what, folks, just to let you know, April is almost here. You know, spring's in the air, and we got some great hikes, bikes, and activities coming your way. And that's what I wanted to come talk about, some of the new hikes that we have, the extra challenging ones, and the chance to where you can ride your bike with a park ranger and, you know, even a spring craft that you can die for.
Ah.
As well as we've got the Prehistoric Trackways National Monument Sweet 16 anniversary coming
up. Oh, wow.
We got a lot of things where you can come out for the month of April, enjoy your public lands, and that's what I'm here to talk about.
All right. Well, this biking stuff, that is something for about 2 to 3 years. I rode my bike everywhere. Didn't start my car for about two years at least. And it was a great lot of fun, but I never did any biking in any of your public lands areas. So that's got to be beautiful.
If you got a good mountain bike, I tell you, no April Fools here, folks. April the 1st, mm-hmm. Tuesday night at 6 p.m. until sunset. Just show up out at the Dona Ana Mountain parking area, mm-hmm. and you're going to join Lance. He's one of our park rangers, and it's going to be a sunset mountain bike ride throughout the Dona Anas. And then, of course, you know, like I've mentioned before, the Saturday, April the 5th, that's going to be the great Sweet 16. Come celebrate Sweet 16 with Prehistoric Trackways. Starting at 8 o'clock in the morning, running till about 11, we're going to have activities for the children where they can come out and make their own plaster paleo tracks.
Oh.
It's an activity table. So you'll have a fossil show and tell. And from our paleo collection, and you can come and see some of the artifacts that they found back dating 280-some million years ago. And off the floor of the ocean
280
million years ago. And then at 9 o'clock, there will be the guided hike that's going to be led by our paleontologist, Colin Dunn. And, you know, there'll be a sweet birthday treat provided by the Friends of the Oregon Mountain Desert Peak. So it'll be a really good birthday party celebrating the Prehistoric Trackways National Monument's 16th birthday.
So no guarantees, cake and punch, right? No, I'm just kidding. I'm sure they're going to come up with something good, but, you know.
Yeah, and then the following Saturday, April the 12th, from 8 to 10:30, you'll be able to capture the beauty of the Chihuahuan Desert. Along the Lamara, we call that the Lower Lamara Trail,
mm-hmm.
and that's out at near Dripping Springs Road.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
And that is going to be an easy photography and ethnobotany hike, and you'll be doing that with the Friends docent Tom Dormady, and you'll have to follow the QR code to register for that.
Okay, good.
I'll get to that later on.
No problem.
And then on Saturday, April the 12th, 8:30 to 12:00, you're going to get to meet our BLM archaeologist, the infamous Garrett Leiderman, and he's going to have a hike out at Pina Blanca.
Oh.
And he's going to talk about focusing on how plants and geology of the landscape have sustained indigenous people over the past. And you'll have to email Garrett to sign up for that. And his email is GLEITERMANN@BLM.gov.
Okay.
And I'll mention that later where you can find this information. All of this information, if you're just tuning in now, to where you can get these calendar events. And then on Sunday, April 13th, from 8 to 1:30, out at Sierra Vista Trail parking area, that's on County Road 8059 off of I-10, you're going to have the opportunity to explore the relationship between geology, mining, and the modern landscape. This is a challenging hike. Our first time ever, we're going to go around the southern tip of Bishop's Cap.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a real difficult hike. It's 6 miles in length, and its terrain is really rugged, so prepare accordingly. And you'll be hiking with docent Tom Dormady, and you'll have to follow the QR code and register for that one as well. That's the first half of April.
Okay. So there's a second half. And I would remind everybody, for all of these hikes, you know, the weather's getting nice and warm. And, you know, it's going to be a great time to go ahead and get out there in some gorgeous lands. All right. And so what do we got going on for the second half of April?
Well, for the second half of April, we're going to be you'll join Lance once again. This is Tuesday, April the 15th. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's tax day. File your taxes, and then at 6 p.m., coming out for another mountain bike ride once again out at the Dona Ana's. Okay. And you'll join Lance for that.
Now, it's just a hike. You're not going off-grid because of the taxes. Yeah. Oh, a bike. It's just a bike trail, but you're not going off-grid because of the tax thing, right? Okay,
correct.
Good.
All right. And then Saturday, April the 19th, from 8 until 12, this will be at Picacho Peak Recreation Area. This will be a volcanoes and trail dust hike. You'll meet docents Annie and Mary from the Friends Group, and you'll get to learn about the geological past that formed the Desert Peaks and the history of Picacho Peak and the Butterfield Trail.
Yeah.
So that's about a 3.5 mile round trip hike, and you'll have to register for that hike.
Okay.
Then on Saturday and Sunday, April 19th and 20th, this is Easter's in the air, folks.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So out at Aguirre Spring Recreation Area, both days, just show up, swing by campsite number 4, and you're going to have the opportunity to make natural dye from local materials, plant materials in the area, and decorate your own paper egg.
Oh, interesting.
And you're going to learn a little science about indigenous plant use. And that is, so come on out while supplies last.
Not quite Fabergé, the paper eggs would be pretty awesome. Especially with the egg prices this day. Just throwing that
is
there.
True. Yeah. So that's Saturday and Sunday from 11 to 1.
Okay.
Out at the Aguirre Spring. Tuesday, April the 22nd from 6 p.m. to sunset. This is Earth Day.
Mm-hmm.
Come on out and celebrate Earth Day out with the beautiful Chihuahuan Desert vistas in the Dona Ana Mountains. And once again, you're going to ride this time with Ranger Lance. It's another sunset mountain bike ride.
Mm-hmm.
And then to end the month on Saturday, April the 26th, out at Baylor Pass Trailhead at Aguirre Spring, you're going to get the opportunity to hike and discover the origins of the Oregon Mountains and the common threads that link them to the geological wonders that you find here in the Chihuahuan Desert, like White Sands and Guadalupe Mountains.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll also meet Ranger Kevin, and you'll come prepared. It'll be a 4-mile round-trip hike that's going to ascend 900 feet to Baylor Pass. And so you'll meet at the Baylor Pass Trailhead at Aguirre Spring, and you'll have to email Kevin for this hike if you're going. And his email is kcheshak at blm.gov. Now, you know, for the entire month, all of these hikes, we got two calendars.
Mm-hmm.
It's so big, we can't even put it as one on our social media page or our web page. So these activities, you can actually pull these calendars up. You can Google, if you're not a follower of our Facebook page, you can Google Bureau of Land Management, Las Cruces District Office, Facebook, and you can pull it up and you'll see the calendars there. Or follow us along, and they're able to be downloaded. There's a QR code. You can click them to register for those that needed registrations. And those emails are listed there as well for the ones that are required for registration.
Okay.
The QR code takes you directly to the Friends of the Oregon Mountain Group's webpage, and they are handling all the registration for those hikes that require it.
Awesome. Awesome. So that's, I said before, first day of spring was, just a few days ago. And as we get ready for April, lots of stuff to do, lots of things to get done on the outdoors, and BLM land and what you guys do is pretty awesome to go ahead and get out there. And healthy hikes going out there, and a lot of the scenery, a lot of the education in there as far as history and everything else for our areas out there. And I cannot express how much fun it would be to go ahead and get out on some of these hikes, unless you're a big guy like me, and hiking and bike riding is every hike is an advanced hike, but I'm just kidding. No, it's a great time to go ahead and get out there. And of course we appreciate you that you come in and let us know about these every month, Bill.
Oh, it's my pleasure as always to let the guests know exactly what's coming up. And like I said, the month of April is a big month for us.
Mm-hmm.
Come on out, experience your public lands. We're trying to do some new things, more challenging hikes than what we've had in the past. activities. So come on out and spend Easter with us, with the kids. Don't forget about that, decorating that paper egg.
More importantly,
come on out and celebrate the Trackways Monument, because the community pit project is done.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice and leveled down, and it looks extremely nice. We're doing the landscaping project now and reseeding that. So come on out on that first Saturday of April and just have a blast with us and celebrate the Trackways birthday.
Yeah, and you mentioned that they were doing casts at the Trackways at one time. I love that, because as a kid, I remember in school when we actually did cool things in school. Remember those days, Bill?
Oh, I know.
We would always go out to McGaffey State Park, and we would search and look around, and they'd take us to this area where you can find animal tracks, and you could make a cast of those animal tracks that are out there. And then, you know, they take the cast, they take you, you put your name on it, the whole thing, and say, hey, look what I found over at the, there's animals out there. And they all hide from you when you get there, but, you know, they're out there. And these animals, of course, are long gone, but it's still pretty cool.
Right.
Once again, thanks, Bill, for coming in with us and letting us know about these. I cannot wait to see what you guys have got to offer for the rest of the summer.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.